Before the war, Enver lived with his mother in Boljevica, in the municipality of Bratunac. When the war broke out in 1992, he was only 17 years old and still in school.
The beginning was marked by the arrival of Arkan and Šešelj's soldiers and the surrender of weapons. That's when the killing began.
Enver fled to Storesko with his mother in May 1992 and later to Srebrenica. Seeing that a defense unit was gathering and organizing in Stari Grad, above Srebrenica, he joined as a miner.
In October of 1992, I survived an ambush in Zalazie. There were 27 of us on the truck when they started firing on us. It was horrible. I watched people fall dead or be mortally wounded. I was wounded too. Only 5 of us survived.
In December 1994, Enver married Nermina and they lived in Srebrenica until the city fell.
In July 1995, my wife, my brother and my mother-in-law went to the United Nations base in Potočar. I went to Šušnjar, where I found a lot of people, probably about 15,000, mostly unarmed, getting ready to flee Srebrenica. I found my father-in-law and my brother-in-law there. I decided to go first in the column, no matter what happened.
Enver and the column passed through Kameničko Hill, where the infamous Bukva happened, one of the deadliest ambushes. They decided to rest at this point, with Enver falling asleep from sheer exhaustion.
When I woke up, I saw that the column was moving and my acquaintances told me that my father-in-law was wounded and my brother-in-law killed. I went back to the place and found my father-in-law in tears next to his dead son. I barely managed to persuade him to move on with us. He had to leave his son behind.
Enver's father-in-law Kemal was severely wounded and a couple of his friends made a stretcher of an old blanket so that they could carry him down the Kameničko Hill towards Konjević Polje. At Konjević Polje, another ambush awaited them.
When the shooting started, I fell to the ground, right next to my father-in-law. He told me that I must run and try to save myself. We heard the shouts of the enemy soldiers through the forest. Catch them alive! It was so hard for me to leave him behind, but I somehow started running and managed to reach the front part of the column.
After crossing River Jadar, Enver arrived at Udrić Mountain, where there were many people gathered.
There was a chaos. People crying, screaming, and hallucinating. People were tired, hungry, and terrified. We were still being attacked by chemical weapons. That situation made me panic, so I separated from the group and moved onward. At Marčići, there was another ambush waiting for us, but we somehow managed to cross without harm.
At Baljkovica on Motelska Kosa, yet another ambush awaited them. And it was there that Enver's commander, Ejub Golić, was killed. It was the 5th day after leaving Srebrenica.
Ejub was first wounded, but the injury was so severe that he died about 2 hours later. His death threw us into despair. We knew that the free territory was closed and that he would not get to reach it. A few hours later, it started raining and hail started falling. We realized that it was the right time to try crossing to the free territory. 7 days after we left Srebrenica, we managed to get to the free territory.
Of all the terrible experiences, Enver had the hardest time leaving his father-in-law and brother-in-law. He he did not know how he would tell his wife and mother-in-law what happened. So far, remains of two members of Enver's family have been exhumed and identified. The remains of his father-in-law Kemal were found in a mass grave in Pilica in 2002, and the remains of his uncle Smail were found in a mass grave in Kamenica in 2007. Both were buried in the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial Center. Kemal was buried in 2003 and Smail in 2008. The remains of Enver's brother-in-law Edin have not yet been found.
The idea of collecting the items is great and very important for the next generations, for all of us, for the whole world. Shahidi hai mileni thi, gdje ste vi, kraj česme hej stoji peškir vezeni, i bardak hej od kojeg smo stvoreni. Šehidi, hej, milenici, gdje ste?